Now, I don't know about you, but let me tell you something. This message is so important to your and my daily life. This is where we're living. We're living with circumstances, and we're living with difficulty, and living with hurts, and living with all kinds of troubles and trials and tests to our faith. How do we deal with these things? By God-centered praying. We bring them to a holy God, to a righteous God, to an omnipotent God. And we bring them there, and listen, we wait upon Him for His direction. And I think one of the reasons that people get themselves deeper and deeper and deeper in trouble because they pray and run off, listen, a quick prayer and run off and do what they decide to do even before they prayed, which they did in their praying, said, God, would you please bless this? He waited. And listen, he waited until he got God's viewpoint, how to do this and what to do. It was in that period of waiting and God-centered prayer that brought him from the pendulum side of doubt all the way to the faith side to be able to say to his people, what we're going to do is we're going to get this army out there behind the musicians and the singers, and we are going to trust God. He said to the people in verse 20, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets, and you will succeed. I cannot tell you how absolutely important, absolutely, listen, unmistakably important it is for you to read the Word of God and get the principles and the promises of God in your heart so that when you're tested and tried, you can recall them. You can tell God about them. You can talk to God about who He is. You can rest in who He is. You can wait upon Him. You can trust Him. You can believe Him that He will tell you exactly what to do. And when He tells you something to do that seems to be off the wall, none of your friends or your enemies would believe that that has any possible reason of success whatsoever. You obey God no matter what. And my friend, you cannot lose obeying God. It's natural for it to happen at first. God wants us to bring it to an established position. Just trust Him no matter what. And now, Father, we thank You that we never have to question Your trustworthiness, that You will do exactly what You say You will do. It may not be in our timing, in our way, but You will keep Your blessed promise. How would you pray for those who have never trusted You as their Savior? They've never asked You to forgive them of their sins. They've never asked to be saved because they feel that somehow they're too bad, too evil. Their habits, their conduct, their behavior has been so bad You can never forgive them. But just remind them today, You said, whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Would You just remind them, Father, You've made a promise. You're going to keep it. All of heaven is behind that promise, and all of earth can't keep you from doing it. I pray for those who are going through difficulty and hardship and trial and whose faith at this particular point, it may be someone there, Lord, who is ill and maybe think that they're facing death. It may be someone who's been in an accident, someone who just does not understand how a God of love could allow this to happen, and so they're struggling greatly. Someone, Lord, who's lost a loved one, it seems to be so senseless and so absolutely indefinable, and it cannot be explained. Or someone, Lord, who is in the process of going through hurt and pain, and they just don't understand why You allow these things. Would You remind them? Pain doesn't keep you from loving us. It's no sign of lack of love or power. You have something bigger in mind than we do. How would we pray that You'll strengthen those? Grant them, Father, to grow in their faith even as they listen to this message. Speak to their heart. We thank You for the Holy Spirit who does the speaking, does the wooing, does the drawing. Would You draw those to Yourself, Lord God, today, upon whom You have touched even at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747 or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local In Touch office. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.